in the limelight.
President-elect Joe Biden will have an all-female senior communications team at his White House, led by campaign communications director Kate Bedingfield. Kate Bedingfield will serve as Biden's White House communications director, and Jen Psaki, a longtime Democratic spokeswoman, will be his press secretary. Biden, whose office said he would receive his first presidential intelligence briefing on Monday, also plans to name a woman as director of the Office of Management and Budget. The article you're about to hear has been written by staff at the Associated Press. The piece is titled, Joe Biden Announces All-Female Media Team at His White House. Stay with us for more. President-elect Joe Biden will have an all-female senior communications team at his White House, led by campaign communications director Kate Bedingfield. Kate Bedingfield will serve as Joe Biden's White House communications director, and Jen Psaki, a longtime Democratic spokeswoman, will be his press secretary. Biden, whose office said he would receive his first presidential intelligence briefing on Monday, also plans to name a woman as director of the Office of Management and Budget. Neera Tanden, the president and chief executive of the Center for American Progress, a liberal think tank, will be given the job of overseeing the implementation of Joe Biden's policies, according to a person familiar with the transition process. All three women are veterans of the Obama administration. Kate Bedingfield served as communications director for Biden whilst he was vice president. Jen Psaki was a White House communications director and a spokesperson at the State Department. And Neera Tanden served as a senior advisor to Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. Communicating directly and truthfully to the American people is one of the most important duties of a president, and this team will be entrusted with the tremendous responsibility of connecting the American people to the White House, Joe Biden said in a statement. These qualified, experienced communicators bring diverse perspectives to their work and a shared commitment to building this country back better, he added. Karine Jean-Pierre, who was Vice President-elect Kamala Harris's Chief of Staff, will serve as a Principal Deputy Press Secretary for the President-elect. She is another Obama administration alumni, having served as a Regional Political Director for the White House Office of Political Affairs. Pili Tobar, who was Communications Director for the Coalitions on Biden's campaign, will be his Deputy White House Communications Director. In a short statement released on Sunday regarding Biden's plans for the following day, his office said that following the briefing, Joe Biden would meet with advisors. Meanwhile, there are reports that Joe Biden has fractured his right foot after slipping whilst playing with his dog, Major. The injury was discovered in a scan on Sunday, 29th of November, and will likely require him to wear a boot for several weeks, according to his doctor. Biden suffered an injury on Saturday, 28th of November, and visited an orthopedist in Newark, Delaware, on Sunday afternoon, his office said. Initial x-rays did not show any obvious fracture, but medical staff ordered a more detailed CT scan, his doctor Kevin O'Connor said in a statement. The subsequent CT scan found tiny fractures of two small bones in the middle of his right foot, Dr. O'Connor said. It is anticipated that he will likely require a walking boot for several weeks, according to Dr. Kevin O'Connor. Fractures are a concern generally as people age, but Joe Biden's fracture appears to be a relatively mild one based on his doctor's statement and the planned treatment. At 78 years old, he will be the oldest president when he's inaugurated in January. Biden often dismissed questions about his age during the campaign. Reporters covering the president-elect were not afforded the opportunity to see Biden enter the doctor's office on Sunday, despite multiple requests. Leaving the doctor's office to head to an imaging center for a CT scan, Joe Biden was visibly limping, though he walked without a crutch or other aid. Biden will be the oldest person to assume the American presidency when he's sworn in next year, and his health is likely to be watched closely by both allies and opponents alike.